With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A military panel at Guantanamo Bay is recommending 23-year sentences for two detainees.
The recommended 23-year sentences follow guilty pleas earlier this month by longtime Malaysian detainees Mohamed Farik bin Amin and Mohamed Nazir bin Lep. Both deny any role or advanced knowledge in the Bali bombings that killed 202 people. But they admitted conspiring over time with Jamaah Islamiyah, the extremist group responsible for the bombings. The two are among 780 detainees brought to military detention at Guantanamo under the George W. Bush administration's war on terror following the September 11th attacks. There have been only a handful of convictions over the years. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Navy is starting to enlist individuals who did not graduate from high school or get a GED.
It marks the second time in about a year that the service has opened the door to lower-performing recruits as it struggles to meet enlistment goals. The decision follows a move in December 2022 to bring in a larger number of recruits who score very low on the Armed Services Qualification Test. Both are fairly rare steps that the other services largely avoid or limit, even though they're all finding it increasingly difficult to attract the dwindling number of young people who can meet the military's physical, mental, and moral standards. Keith Peters reporting.
A retired FBI agent says the six people found dead in a rural area of the San Bernardino County desert earlier in the week appear to be victims of a gangland-style killing. The bodies were found late Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning during a welfare check. None of the victims have been identified. No cause of death has been given. WWE founder Vince McMahon is resigning amid allegations of sex trafficking in a new lawsuit. It's filed by a former employee. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are outraged.
They've been trying for several years to no avail to get the Biden administration to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern because of the violent persecution of Christians there. This week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was visiting Nigeria, and while he was there, Muslim terrorists massacred at least 25 Christians in an attack on a village in Plateau State. The terrorist also burned the local church to the ground. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota legislature has kicked off debate on whether to join the list of states that allow physician-assisted suicide. A House Health Committee took the unusual step Thursday of giving the bill a hearing even before the legislative session formally convened February 12th. A suicide measure was first introduced in Minnesota about 9 years ago, but supporters say that they're confident this one will pass in 2024. This is SRN News. U.S. auto safety regulators have closed an investigation with Ford.
There were complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the SUVs are being driven. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its probe found that there is a low potential hazard to drivers and that Ford is doing a customer satisfaction program to fix the problem. The agency says the SUVs have an audible and visual warning if the doors don't latch properly. Ford will send letters to owners in March telling them of the service campaign, which fixes the problem but is short of a recall. John Scott reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning the emerging deal linking border policy changes and aid for Ukraine could be dead on arrival in his chamber. He reiterated demand to pass the House GOP's immigration bill known as H.R. 2. He also announced a vote will occur soon to impeach the DHS secretary. More details at SRNNews.com.